Yeah, I have two veterans in here today. Leah's here from the Animal Shelter, from the Humane Society, and Royce is here from the Chamber. And you know, they've been in here almost as much as I have. And somebody, I guess, because they had nothing else to do, decided to switch the microphones, and so they weren't in front of the right people. And I wouldn't have known that. And you two pros that you are,
we took care of it.
You did. Just switched that around, and put on their headphones, and everything worked out well.
Well, I'm impressed with Leah because she's the one that just immediately took charge.
That's it. Look, she has to deal with animals all the time.
You don't take charge of four-legged dogs; they run you over.
You and I are kind of mild for
that's,
her.
That's exactly right. Well, yeah.
No barking. Yeah.
But, you know, she could have a stun collar in case she needed it just to...
My goodness.
But because...
I'd like to see that.
Yeah, that'd be really fun. But anyway, since they're here this morning, I thought we'd play this. Can we hear this? There it is. Okay. It's the Entertainment Tonight theme, you know. Because we have today our list of the most annoying celebrities under the age of 32.
All of them? I like that.
Okay.
With her answer.
All right. So anyway, we'll see. We'll see. Here they are. Number one is Snooki.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Let's play. Yep. Nope.
Pelosi. Is that right? Snooki Pelosi. Is that her name?
Okay. Pelosi.
I don't know. I'll take your word for it. Number two is Justin Bieber.
Yep. I like Justin Bieber. Oh, okay. Come on.
Yeah.
I do.
Well, okay. But do you hear? This is about them being annoying and getting too much of them. It doesn't mean that they're not talented. Excuse me, I'm not trying to say that Snooki.
He's just talented.
But
Justin seems like a sweet kid.
Okay. And number three is Lindsay Lohan. That'd be a train wreck waiting to happen.
Yep.
Kristen Stewart. Now she's in that vampire movie, right?
Yeah, and she went out dirty legging on her.
Oh, that's
boyfriend.
Right. Yeah. Paris Hilton, who doesn't do anything.
Nope.
Nicki has money.
Nicki has money. Nicki Minaj.
Yep.
Kelly Osbourne and Jaden Smith. Is that the little kid?
The little Will Smith kid.
Really?
Yeah, that's flip your hair back and forth.
Is that a he or
that's
she?
That's just a cute little girl.
Okay. So is she already annoying at that age? And then, of course, there's Khloe Kardashian, who we talk about here all the time. You know, the day seldom goes by we don't talk about the Kardashians. Taylor Swift, Miley Cyrus, and Chris Brown. So there you are. Got that right there.
I didn't realize Chris Brown was under 30.
32. Under 32.
Oh.
And I don't know. All right, so here we go. Now it's time for Jethro Trivia. See, we're keeping you all working today.
I know.
Okay? Entertained and working.
All right, so like this overtime pay involved?
No. Oh. Yeah, you get paid more than you normally do here. Okay. Today's topic is must-see TV, Jethro Trivia. A New Zealand TV show aired some highly anticipated footage yesterday. What was it? A, sharks fighting whales. B, people eating hamburgers. C, dogs driving cars. D, people driving dogs. Once again, New Zealand TV show yesterday aired some much-anticipated footage. It was A, sharks fighting whales, B, people eating hamburgers, C, dogs driving cars, or D, people driving dogs. Okay, Kevin, you're first.
Sharks eating whales.
Oh, yeah, that sounds fun. All right, Kat?
I'm going to go with C, just because I'd like to see dogs driving like little shrine cars.
golf carts, too. Leah!
I'm going to go with the shark whale.
Okay, that eating thing, okay. And Royce?
Golly.
I know, so many choices.
All those things sound better than what's on American TV.
I don't know. I don't want Kat to be by herself.
Okay, so you're going to go with the...
dogs driving cars.
Thank you, Royce.
That's it. That's the winner. It's car. It's dogs driving cars. Part of a program to promote the intelligence of rescue animals. Officials with the SPCA have trained 3 dogs to drive. The dogs have been taught to steer, brake, shift, and accelerate on command and demonstrate their skills yesterday on live television.
I still don't think that's safe.
I don't think it's safe, not at all. I don't think it's wise. I don't think it's safe.
And she's an expert.
Yeah, that's right. The question had nothing to do with safety. Well,
no
and I'm
safety,
what,
no.
See, I don't know that those weren't driver ed cars, though, right?
Were
I mean,
they like had power wheels?
Had a handler
extra,
there.
An extra.
Brake
and
accelerator, whatever, and make the dog look good. And I don't know, I'm sure it's out there on YouTube. You can find driving dogs today, so we'll see. All right, so anyway, with that in mind, what's going on at the Humane Society?
Well, today kicks off our 12 Strays of Christmas, so we have a handful of dogs and a handful of cats available. Well, 12, actually, cats and
okay.
12
That would be
dogs.
More than a handful for me, but anyhow,
Available for $12. And as they get adopted, we will add to that list, except for tomorrow, where every adoption is $12.
Oh, wow.
Yes. So okay. Great opportunity. We do
12-12-12.
12-12-12. Yeah, we're doing the Aggieland thing.
That's
at
it.
Aggieland Humane Society.
Cool. Yeah.
And we are doing all adoptions $12. We do recommend that you come in and get your application pre-approved today. That'll make your process that much faster tomorrow. We have, since this is the first time we've ever done this and we kind of sprung it on everybody last minute, we have no idea what the crowd's going to be like. So be prepared.
Okay.
And get your animal or get your application approved today. And then some of them will be able to go home. Some of them will not be, depending on their spay and neuter status. Mm-hmm. But as usual, they will be spayed or neutered before they go home with you.
Okay.
So, again, today starts the 12, strays of Christmas, and that will run till Christmas Eve because we are open Christmas Eve until 3.
Okay. On that
so,
Monday.
So, mm-hmm. Yes. And then we'll be closed just Christmas Day. So again, great opportunities here to find some pets. We still have quite a selection of kittens, which surprisingly we usually don't this time of year. We still have quite a few kittens. So if you're looking for something in the 8 to 10 week range, we do have a selection and some of the most adorable kittens we've had. We've got seal points right now. Yeah. My foster kittens come back on Thursday. They're adorable as well. And so if you're looking for something, come by. Dogs, we have a wide variety of everything in the dog department right now, from smaller adult dogs to larger adult dogs. Something for everybody. So at $12, there's no reason you can't get an opportunity to find a pet. And again, everything's included with a normal adoption: microchip, spayed, neutered, 30 days pet health insurance, veterinary coupons, local retail coupons, et cetera, et cetera. Find more information on our website at aggielandhumane.org or check out our Facebook page, Aggieland Humane Society.
There you go. All right. Thanks a bunch.
Yep.
Yep, I had a seal point once.
I love seal point kitties, but I've never had one.
I got you. All right, and Royce is here this morning from the chamber. How are you today?
I'm fine. I'm
wonderful.
Fine. You're doing all right?
I'm fine. Yep, we got everything kind of gets squozed into the last end of the year here from things like that. Yeah. So what do you have for us?
Well, then it gets complicated by somebody going out and winning a Heisman. And
yeah.
Wow.
You know, congratulations, but what a positive impact on the community.
Sure.
And, I mean, everybody's been in a good mood right now.
Oh,
you throw that in with the Christmas spirit, and it's a fun place to be.
Yeah, yep, it's really funner than we ever thought at this point a year ago.
Isn't that the truth? Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I guarantee you that. Anyway, well, we're getting ready for our Economic Outlook Conference that's coming up. And, you know, before I do that, I've got to tell Leah thanks for the great job they did with the deluxe ribbon cutting the other night. And large crowd, and everybody mm-hmm. had a great time. And I think people were surprised at the facility out there.
Yeah. It's not kind of your normal shelter.
No, it really went very well. But we're getting ready for our Economic Outlook Conference. That's coming up on Wednesday, January the 23rd. Sponsors Wells Fargo Bank. That's our title sponsor. You can get tickets for $90 for non-members. Members are $70. And tables of 8 are $650 for those that are members. I'm really excited about this. We're going to have, in addition to Dr. Jim Gaines, who has historically been our highest-rated speaker there, he's coming back again. He's a research economist at Texas A&M Real Estate Center. We've got one session that's going to have the City of Bryan, City of College Station, Research Valley Partnership talking about development. And then we've got another one that's going to be made up of the Med, St. Joseph Hospital, Scott & White Physician Center, Texas A&M Health Science Center, and they're going to be talking about health care and money and, you know, what the future of our economy is or our community is from a health care and a financial standpoint. You know, we've been touching on the bio quarter and some of those other things. Our keynote speaker is Tom Kowalski, president of Texas Healthcare Bioscience Institute in Austin. Our business after hours that's coming up, a great one by Easterwood Airport last week, Thursday, January 17th, we'll be at Briarcrest Country Club. They do a great job, and I'm looking forward to that one. We invite you to look for the Eagle on Sunday the 16th, this coming Sunday. We have our annual report to the community in there. Ribbon cutting today for direct auto insurance at 11:30 on Villa Maria and Bryan. This Friday at 11:30, Lariat Financial, Ron Gay's firm, that's on Greens Prairie Road. Next Tuesday, the Children's Museum at 11. And we've got a deluxe ribbon cutting coming up next week for the Law Office of Andrea James. That's the 19th of December at 4:30. Platinum Member Spotlight this week, St. Joseph Physician and Clinics. Needed more information, give us a call at 260-5200.
You've never said that before, I know. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Right
Our
www.bcschamber.org for more information.
All right.
Always, it's good to be with you. I don't think I'll be back with you for before the holiday, so let me wish all of you a very Merry Christmas.
Oh,
thank you.
Merry right back Christmas.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Royce.
Yep, that's Roy Sigmund from the Chamber. We visit with folks from the Chamber on Tuesdays as well. It's all brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company, serving all your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.